startups, franchises, and buying cash flow, right?
Yeah.
My question for you is, which one do you see most people are successful with?
Hmm.
I think the higher rates of success.
Yeah. I don't know which, you know, I would have a hard time making that determination. I think, I mean, overall, small business, I mean, it's, you know, the stats are pretty well known. I mean, the ones that make it, you know, 5 years, the ones that make it 10 years, mm-hmm. I mean, they're very low percentages overall, right? Small business. So, you know, I think the one that has the most risk on it is going to be the startup, because you just never know. I mean, what's going to happen there? I mean, you could invest your money and never see a penny come in revenue wise.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you could, you know, buying a, you know, a cash flow business. I mean, you're buying cash flow. You know, the goal there is to buy the business, you know, learn the business or figure out what you're going to do with the business, you know, go through that transition and then build the business without augering it into the ground. Mm. And then, you know, I think that one's probably the one that, you know, would be second. I have a hard time saying which one's like between franchising and that, and which one's going to have better success. But, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're buying cash flow, you're going to have a longer runway to sort of learn that business and build on it, versus if you're starting up a business from scratch. You know, I mean, the thing is, when you're starting a business from scratch, you have to be very well capitalized. I mean, you have to have, because, you know, what you may have planned for that business that you just started up may not pan out. So if you need to change course or, you know, in midstream, you know, you need to have that capital to be able to, you know, make those adjustments so that you can be successful. Whereas when you're buying cash flow, you know, you obviously have the cash flow of the business to sort of help you with that capitalization as, you know, you grow the business or try to change course with that business.
Okay, let's switch gears for a second. Let's say if you're someone that owns a small businesses, or whatever the case may be, you had a little startup, it's doing pretty well, maybe it's a mom and pop spot, and now you're looking to sell it. How do I sell a business? Can I go see a business broker for that as well?
The way you don't want to put up a sign in your at your
what's wrong with that? Can't do like a used car?
I'm thinking probably your customers are gonna go, oh, you're selling.
Yeah. Okay.
So you might lose some vendor customers that way.
Okay.
Not to mention your employees might wonder, well, you're going to have a new owner or so. Mm-hmm. You know, it's selling a business has to be confidential.
Oh, it has to be.
It has to be. I mean,
wow, that's why I can't ever. Yeah. I just see companies just get sold. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I know. That's when you wake up one in the morning, you're like, so and so just sold. It's always confidential. Mm. And, you know, because you, if you go, because it's not always a guarantee that when you go in, when you engage a buyer, like, you're going to be successful at selling that business. And it's best, you know, in terms of holding the business together and making sure for ensuring its longevity based on what's current performances, you know, that you sell it confidentially so that when a buyer does take it over, everyone's sort of, you know, okay, this is now, it's, you know, everyone has to embrace it immediately, basically, and jump on board. You know, that we sell businesses confidentially. So how do you go about selling a business? I mean, you engage a broker. That's the right way to do it because, okay, you know, why would you engage a broker? I mean, you're just, you know, basically, you know, I could see where people look at a broker maybe like is this an extraneous cost that they don't need to do. Maybe I just do it for sale by owner or something. But, you know, we're, as business brokers, I mean, we are talking to buyers all the time. And for example, at Transworld, we have, you know, almost like 10, just here in Colorado, approximately 10,000 buyers in our database. Now, not every one of those buyers is a qualified buyer. Mm. At the end of the day, we as a business broker need to find that business a qualified buyer, somebody who, you know, is going to be successful with that business. They have the financing to do the deal and, you know, they can get through a transaction. So, you know, that's kind of, I think if you want to sell the business, you want to be successful at it, it takes about a year to do it. And that's not something that an owner is going to be able to spend time on and run the business. And when you engage a broker, the seller, although I know it's hard to do because I sold a business and I know this, but it's the seller's mindset, it needs to be focused on running the business. They cannot be focused on, oh, I'm going to sell my business, you know, because then things will start to, you know, creep in and bad things might happen. And, you know, you start to, you know, maybe have to like scramble. So I feel like, you know, when you look at selling a business for, you know, a seller or for a business owner, you know, engaging a broker to help you find that qualified buyer, getting that and helping negotiate for the seller, you know, an agreement that, you know, sort of the terms of an agreement, helping to negotiate that so that a deal can get under contract, and then, you know, shepherding both buyer and seller through the process of due diligence and the close of the transaction.
Wow.
Yeah, it's okay. A lot of work. I mean, it's a lot of work to find a buyer. It's a lot of work to get a deal done. And, you know, if you're putting all your time into doing, you know, trying to sell your business, you're probably going to, you know, potentially damage your business.
Got it. Now, when we go back over it, you know, when people say, you say engaging business brokers, how can someone get in contact with you? You know, someone who's watching or listening or whatever the case may be and say, you know what, I thought about buying a business. Yeah. I thought about selling a business. How can they get in contact with John Woodall?
Well, you want to get in contact with me directly. They can, you know, go to our website tworld.com.
Okay.
And, you know, you can look up, I mean, I'm john@tworlddenver.com. That's my email. So,
okay.
But T-World Denver, I mean, if you go to tworld.com, you can kind of see, you know, a lot about who we are as a company. You can see some of the listings, or actually all the listings that we have. In our office here in Colorado, we have approximately 12 brokers like myself cover the state of Colorado. You know, we have, you know, approximately a couple hundred listings, you know, that are for sale. So, you know, definitely do a lot of transactions here in Colorado.
And one last thing I want to hit. When someone goes into that, if I want to sell my company, how long does that usually, you know, like selling the house? It varies, it takes a year. But some companies just sit there because it's horrible.
Yeah.
What if you got a bad business?
Yeah.
Can you still sell it?
You can. I mean, sometimes there are unicorns out there.
Like, you know, say, hey, I have a business, I'm really making money, got a decent product, maybe the marketing.
I think the deal is that we always come from the standpoint that, you know, there's a buyer out there for probably every business. You know, so sometimes, you know, for whatever reason, some businesses seem more sellable than others, and they end up being difficult to sell. Sometimes it doesn't seem like a very sellable business, and it sells really fast. So, you know, there's really no rhyme or reason or sort of, you know, broad conclusion I can draw there. But, you know, obviously, that some of those things, like, you know, in terms of what your business looks like, you know, cash flow-wise or your involvement in the business, you know, those are the things that are going to, you know, help in terms of attracting more buyers. Because the more activity you have, the more interest you have, probably the more likely you are, you know, the more quickly you're going to sell the business.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything that you want to pass out to our listeners out there, viewers?
Nope, I don't think so. Maybe you want to, do you want to buy a business?
One day, like, you know, when we initially spoke, I said, hey, you know, I'm looking 5-6 years down the line to maybe one day be able to make something happen. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the goal is, you know, we at Transworld, you know, our goal is to find, you know, good buyers for good businesses is our sort of our tagline. And we truly mean that. It's like we want to, you know, make sure, like, whoever's taking over that business that a seller has spent, you know, time building, that person is successful. And, you know, so it's a win-win for, you know, both sides.
And one last thing. The broker itself, you get a commission off of what you sell, pretty much?
Yes. So we are paid from the seller's proceeds. So, you know, so it's indirectly from the buyer, essentially. But, you know, our agreement is with the sellers, you know, exclusively. It's like in real estate, we have an exclusive right to sell for the seller. Mm-hmm. It's for a period of time, and then the terms of, you know, what we get paid, you know, are in there as well. And it's based on a success fee.
Got it.
Yep. Success of selling.
Got it. All right. Well, thank you for stopping by, John. It definitely was a pleasure.
Prince,
thank you for sharing the knowledge.
You. Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, until the next video, podcast, cartoon, show, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the world, peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.